Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. We're talking about Spectre of the Gun, episode 13, on the season 5 of Arrow. This episode originally aired on February 15th, 2017. Ratings-wise, went up from the previous week, Bratva. And so there you go. Never underestimate Arrow. So Spectre of the Gun, let me read a quick synopsis before we begin talking about the episode, so you have an idea of what we are discussing. All right, 6 months ago, Rene watches his wife and addict being killed by a dealer in front of the former daughter's Zoe, who was transferred to foster care, and Rene was prohibited from seeing her. He was inspired by the Green Arrow, killing Dark and saving Star City, deciding to start his vigilantism. In the past, Rene now works for Quentin as his assistant. An armored man attacks the city hall and kills and wounds several staff members. Felicity identifies the shooter as James Edlund, a former clerk and gun control proponent who lost his family in a shootout months ago. Thea and Quentin encourage Oliver to deal with the situation as the mayor, not the vigilante. The latter decides to work with the city council for a gun control act. Rene and Curtis locate Edlund's hideout, and he finds his next target, where Oliver confronts Edlund as the mayor and dissuades him from killing anyone, convincing him to surrender. Oliver reaches to an agreement with the council over the act. Curtis promises Rene to help him to get Zoe legally. Meanwhile, John convinces Dinah to return to normal life. She enlists in the SCPD. So there we go. Here we go. Yes, now plenty of stuff to discuss about Arrow. Our number is 914-338-1036. We have a caller here from Erico 239. Who is this?
My name is Matt Oliver Queen. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. By night, I am something else. I am the Green Arrow. What's up? Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm doing pretty good, but this episode, I was on the edge of my seat. I mean,
me too.
Whoa.
Me too.
I mean,
it got serious,
episode,
right?
Yeah, even my friend John even enjoyed it. I mean, wow. I mean, an episode all about gun violence? I mean, the whole time. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely felt the theme of this episode, that's for sure. Gun control.
Yeah.
Violence.
It was, they would ever do that on Arrow. I mean, it was so good, especially that one.
I know, because, I mean, don't they have guns in every episode of Arrow?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, right?
But, oh, yeah. I mean, this episode was very emotional, very, very good. When this guy goes, okay, screw it, I'm going to go into the mayor's office and kill people. So
right.
I don't know why this guy all of a sudden thinks he should do that. And thank God Thea got out of there. And then Oliver was using a rifle to interrogate someone on who shot people in his own office. And trying to think. And then I thought it was a truly great, powerful episode. I mean, and then we saw Vigilante again. I mean, boy, how many times is this guy going to pop up occasionally?
Right.
Like he stays in there,
right,
and then he just stops.
We got a
going.
Little bit more of a backstory on him, right?
Yeah, we did, that he just likes to shoot and kill people. But, man, this episode was great. I mean, the entire episode was good. I mean, it was really emotionally and action-packed.
Yeah,
cool.
One of my personal favorite themes in this episode was Renee's backstory as well, about his daughter and his wife being this you know, druggy, and then just getting caught up in the wrong moment where, you know, the daughter is being taken away by foster care. I mean, that's all heartbroken. And then also him revealing that he was inspired by Oliver after watching him kill Dark in the saving of Star City on TV. I thought that was a very, you know, kind of cool way to have that kind of backstory unfold on the show.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I appreciate you starting the podcast like right after we're done. I mean, that's pretty cool. How you doing?
Yeah, I thought it would be great just to back and back. You know.
Yeah, this way, because after DC Legends, I could just go ahead and
go to bed
after that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's it. Easy breezy.
Yeah, we should just do that more often because we're the only callers anyway, and this show rocks.
Yeah, these podcasts are
awesome.
Yeah, so back to my question. Well, what did you think of Renee's storyline in this episode?
I liked it. It was pretty interesting to see how Renee wanted to be a vigilante and become Wild Dog. And then it was just so sad when he walks home, sees that drug dealer aiming a gun at his own wife, and then all of a sudden his wife died. And that was just so shocking for Zoe to see that. And then he can't get custody of his own daughter, and that's just terrible. And then Renee seizes the Green Arrow killing Damian Dark, and that's what inspired him to become Wild Dog. And I thought that was pretty good. And I'm enjoying Renee.
Yeah, he totally gave up his whole origin, even down to the shirt he wore.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, but don't you think Renee deserves an upgrade on his costume like the Green Arrow does and the others do?
Yeah, it's like, come on,
like
Felicity. Give him even Terrence.
Yeah,
one of them. Help him out. But maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he wants to be like, well, even Oliver has armor, right?
Yeah, and even Mr. Terrific. I love his costume. That's pretty darn cool. I mean, this whole episode, even that scene at the hospital, oh my gosh, that was pretty intense when that guy was about to put the gun to his head and Oliver had to calm him down to say, you don't want to do this, don't kill these people. And then like he just said he was so mad at the world, he just wanted to shoot people. I mean, this episode was great. I mean, the writers and directors and what they're doing right now with Arrow this season, it's truly good. And I read that in season 6, no more flashbacks.
Please. I mean, we're done. We just want more Arrow content. That's our only complaint, is that we're not getting more up-to-date, you know, content.
Right,
Because these flashbacks, man, they take us out sometimes.
They like, drool this show forever. I mean, in season 6, we need a much more better villain, and we need by the way, Deathstroke is returning in the season finale.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I heard it's not the same actor too, right?
Yeah, it is going to be Manu Bennett, and it said that Malcolm Merlyn, Nyssa, and Captain Boomerang are all teaming up with Oliver to take down Prometheus and his army.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
All
right, cool. All right,
so
man, well, do you have anything else to talk about Spectre of the Gun?
No, I thought it was a very great, strong, positive episode. It was truly awesome. And I know we can't talk about, you know, not this whole Prometheus stuff going on.
But we will. Catch up. We're not that far behind. Let's see.
Yeah,
right now we're on episode 13, and right now they're on episode 20. Okay, we're seven episodes behind, but you know what? We'll catch up. That's how we do.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I thought it was very cool.
All right,
episode.
Great. Thank you, Matt, for calling into the Arrow Talk podcast. I really appreciate it. And thank you for downloading our podcast as well. Have a good night. Bye.